I mean, I'll probably get over this cold, test negative for COVID, and then want to go out Thursday night. So,
I mean, Thursday night wouldn't be terrible. It's supposed to be balmy this weekend. High 50s, low 60s. Man, it'd be a real, real shame, John. An absolute tragedy.
The Halloween weekend was a lot, man. Thursday to Saturday.
Did we go out? We didn't go out Thursday, did we?
No, I did.
Oh, you went to a concert. That's right. I laid low
actually,
on Thursday.
Shout out one of our listeners, Grace. I saw her at the Bleachers show at Aragon Ballroom on Thursday night.
Shout out, Grace.
I was coming back like mid set from the bar, and somebody just yelled "internet party" at me, and it was Grace, who is a big time listener of ours.
I feel like, have we ran into Grace before at Parlor?
Yeah, I think so.
I feel like I remember that. Speaking of which, man, what the
fuck? That might have been pre-pandemic.
Oh, that was definitely pre-COVID. I feel like you get all the internet party shout-outs. I never get that shout-out on the street. I got to just stick with you more often to get in on that.
You do.
That fan love, as yeah. DJ Khaled would say.
I also had... So, I was trying to get back to my spot, so I didn't get a chance to like chat with her, but my friend that I was with, Brad... different Brad.
With me, Brad.
Yeah, he was wearing our internet party shirt, which was just funny.
Love that. Little known fact about John, he actually only hangs out with people named Brad. It's a weird quirk of his, but it's what he does. It's what he's into.
I've got way too many. Well, four Brads that I know.
Let's not say way too many. Let's not get offensive here, buddy.
It's just hard to keep them all straight. No one spells their name differently. Like, you know, sometimes you can differentiate John's by the way they spell their name.
Everybody spells like Brett.
Same with Megan's. Megan has a lot of variations.
Yep. Everybody spells Brad the exact same.
Yeah.
If I ever encountered like a B-R-A-H-D,
I don't think
I would like them.
Did you ever have a Little League coach or anything that called you Bobby?
No, I never went by Bobby. Most people have no idea that my first name, I'm not going to share my legal name on the pod, that's a little personal, but my first name is actually not Brad. Bradley's my middle name. I go by that. It was one of those things where the first day of school, everybody was always like shocked when they did attendance, and I had to tell the teacher, actually, it's not that big of a deal. My first name is Robert. I don't know why I'm acting like it's some.
Well, they were going to be able to surmise what it was.
From Bobby. That's true. I have some people who think it's super clever to call me Bob Brad. I get that occasionally. It's not
Bob is a strong name. I don't
dislike the name Bob. It's my grandfather's name. That's what he went by. But it just, I can't identify like, as a Bob.
Stern. I have an Uncle Bob, and he
Uncle Bob does have a nice feel to it.
He's like really stoic. He doesn't say much, but when he does, it's
something worthwhile.
It resonates. Yeah.
That's real. Maybe like once I turn like 50, I'll start going by Bob.
Okay. I'll look forward to that.
Like imagine looking at a baby and be like, I'm going to call this 9-month-old infant Bob.
Or like just, Eugene.
Yeah. Like it just doesn't even feel right. Oh, shit. But yeah, Halloween weekend is dope, man. John wore... The classic John Duda costume.
It was a cop out.
I've been seeing this man rock this costume since we were 19 years old. I swear to God.
Brad came over to the Halloween party I was at in a Spider-Man costume.
I did recycle it from last year, but it didn't get much wear last year, so I thought it was fair.
Yeah, totally. And then Saturday I was like applying makeup. Because I had the Seinfeld puffy shirt on, right? Which kind of looks like Marie Antoinette, like Renaissance era.
Clothing. Victorian almost.
Victorian, yeah. Renaissance. What is the Renaissance era? What's the difference?
I feel like, I don't know. I feel like the Renaissance was just after the medieval era, right? So that you had the medieval period, which was the Dark Ages, and the Renaissance was like this intellectual period that followed that was, you know, to roll back some of the violence. Like, hey, y'all, there was a lot of torture that went on this last few centuries. Let's maybe write some poems and shit.
They were probably both wearing puffy shirts.
Seems like a couple puffy shirt eras to me.
Each era. But yeah, our friends had an extra wig. So I painted my face white with some blood dribbling down my chin. And I don't know what I was supposed to be, to be honest with you. I was really just drunk.
It was really fortunate for John that it was Halloween, given all the blood on his face. It was unrelated to the costume, but we won't get into that story.
Yeah, man. It was a good weekend. I was a little just exhausted. I think I have a cold. Everyone needs to excuse my froggy voice tonight.
It's all good, man. I think we can all understand having your sinuses backed up a little bit after a long weekend like that.
You said it, man.
We had fun though. And also, you didn't come outside on Saturday night, I don't think, but we were outside for a little while, and that was at the party we went to. A little cold. Got a little cold out there, I won't lie.
How were the DJs at that thing?
I mean, they were cool. Like, they were all like EDM, I would say. It was probably like a lot of like house and... It wasn't like trance. It was mostly house and just dance music, man. It was like, to me, kind of sounded like it was the same song for like 3 hours straight. But like, it's still fun to turn it up to a little
bit. Like a lot of stuff with no words?
Yeah, a good amount of stuff with no words. There were some words.
Or like the words... like someone would come in and say like, pump up the vibe.
It wasn't quite like that aggressive 90s, but yeah, like something along those lines. Like it'd be like a bunch of no words, and then like all of a sudden a deep voice like, I can't feel my fucking face, and then the beat would drop and everybody would be crazy. But it was cool, man. I had fun. I also did a lot of makeup. My girlfriend did this skull like face paint for us that was absolutely crazy. She went off on it. Got a lot of compliments from the folks at the party, so all credit to her for that. But it was a big spooky vibes.
So an outdoor party, I'm kind of surprised to hear that it didn't get shut down.
I was curious. They had to have some type of permits. It was in Pilsen, a little bit further south.
Like, was it in the street?
It was like in this like parking lot. So I thought it was going to be like in a warehouse, but it was like more like in this like parking loading area out by this warehouse. And then there was an inside with bathrooms and whatnot. It was right there. There were like some apartments nearby. So I got to imagine they got approval because they were loud and we were out there late. I think that thing went till like 4 a.m. Bathrooms, side note, were gender neutral, which is cool. I don't have an issue with that. It's just I always am concerned. Imagine you're in a gender neutral bathroom and you got to take a dump, you got to battle some demons. Yep. And yep. You step out of the stall after a vicious fight and just all the bad bitches are standing right there. Horrifying. nightmarish scenario right there.
I went to the UK in high school on a trip.
Yeah.
During the summer, we went to England and Ireland, and a couple of girls who were like just very hot for high school. They were on the trip, and I spent a lot of that trip trying just not to embarrass myself. But I did have to take a dump on the plane across the pond. And when I did that, I came back to my seat, and one of the girls was like, "You were in there a while. What's going on?"
Damn. that story clearly was impactful, man. You're still thinking about that. You still remember
That just like jogged my memory, and there's only one of two things I could have been doing in there. Battling demons or jerking off. And
which
jerking
one's...
off. I'm pretty sure jerking off on a plane is illegal.
Yeah, I think that's probably illegal.
So I was like, "Oh, I was talking to the flight attendant back there for a second." So that's why I was, you just didn't see
a high schooler talking to them.
Yeah.
striking up casual conversation.
Sure you did, Tool.
Oh man. We gotta destigmatize that. I feel like we can talk about destigmatizing it as much as possible, but it's still just always gonna be mildly embarrassing. And also kind of funny.
What, taking a shit?
Always gonna be funny. Poop related humor, never not funny. The lowest common denominator, hilarious.
I was making bad Austin Powers poop jokes just last weekend. So
love that. I love that for you. I love that for the audience who heard them. I feel like now's as good a time as any to introduce the podcast and welcome you all in.
Episode 105. How long was that?
That was a solid 10, 12 minutes, I think. That might have been a new record for us.
Okay. Welcome really in.
Into it.
Again, if you're still listening, I apologize for the frogginess on my end.
Yeah, if you made it through that, we really fuck with you. If y'all
Battling with us. I'm battling something here. I think it's just a cold. I'm hoping it's just a cold. But yeah, man, let's dive in here. We've got some downloadable virtual goods that I know you want to talk about. I didn't read this article, so you're going to have to take point, but I know they're already doing this in 2K.
Yeah. So Nike just announced that they will be filing trademarks on digital goods, digital apparel, digital products, whatever you want to call it. So they haven't offered too much detail, but they did give like a list of, you know, the merchandise is going to include shirts, pants, bags, shoes, like everything for the Nike and the Jordan brand. So I mean, I think the simplest form of this is a duplication of their physical products in a digital form. But it also, I mean, this feeds into what we talked about a few weeks ago. I think we talked about this the week before, maybe, and even with Will some, as far as like the Balenciaga Fortnite collaboration and just overall. I mean, this concept of the metaverse, which everyone has been talking about with Facebook making this announcement, you know, it's going to be an entirely new like realm of clothes and John's to cop, like the hype beast gone digital.
Dude, please tell me you're not going to be into this.
I mean, this is going to be the future of like consumption. Like, I think it's going to be very realistic that Nike is going to be putting like digital apparel sales as like a line item on their like quarterly reports, right?
Instead of millennials owning homes, they're going to own digital homes,
digital pairs of shoes. So I don't think it'll be that per se. Like, I don't think this is going to replace the physical world. At least I hope it sure the fuck doesn't. But like, you know, I mean, NFTs are already like all the rage, which whatever, yeah. However you feel about those, they're massive right now. So if you think about a concept of a metaverse, those are most applicable there, where if you're interacting in a digital world, owning a digital version of something like that no one else can replicate actually becomes a little bit more meaningful, right? But imagine something like you buy a pair of rare sneakers and you get the digital version of those that come with it, and no one else can own them in the digital world unless you get them in the physical world. So you can walk around the 2K park or Fortnite or Grand Theft Auto or whatever the fuck your preference is, right? Video games are the most the easiest way, I think, for people to wrap their head around this, and the easiest way for people to like get involved in it. Like, then you're the only person in that whole world who owns them unless somebody else bought it, right? So it becomes just as rare. You can't just like, every person can't just use VC to buy it for that they're my player. You have to be able to own it. Something along those lines. I just think it's fucking interesting. And Nike just announced this. Balenciaga's on it. Like, this is the next wave. We're going to see this happen a lot more.
God. So, yeah, if you have kids right now, like little kids, they're probably going to ask you for digital shoes at some point.
100%. I mean, that's like, that's already not like, you can buy Fortnite skins. You can buy clothes, and you can buy Rude in 2K to just like wear around the 2K My Player Park. Like,
did you get the Rude knife?
I couldn't bring myself to get the Rude knife, man. I almost got the plates. $270 for the plates. I was like, I could justify that, but a $600 knife, I couldn't do it, man.
I was I really wanted some Jound coffee cups. The stackable coffee cups. And I was kind of in the same boat as you last year. I was looking at those like, I want these, but I don't need to be clout chasing for kitchen appliances.
I mean, the Jound coffee cups to me is not like a clout chasing thing. I feel like that's a product that like you genuinely liked. You always talked about those. Like, man, I would just like to have a cup of coffee in the morning out of one of these. That'd feel nice. Yeah,
I would. I think it would be a nice, like, subtle thing too, to give somebody that's visiting, like, if they noticed it, it's like it would, a if you know, you know thing.
Yeah, it really would be.
Which is kind of the same deal with the, like, the Rude rice, the rice cooker.
The Rude Instant Pot was also a bridge too far. First of all, I don't even use those.
How much were they charging for that?
That was $300.
Okay. It's crazy to me that the knife was double that.
Well, I don't know what that brand of the knife was, but I'm thinking that's got to be one of the biggest driving factors. It must just be like a really good knife to start with. I've been saying, though, I do want just one good knife. Like, I would like a nice good knife set, but I want, like, just a really good, like, blade. I don't have that in my kitchen, and I would like to put that in my bag.
Yeah. One of those wooden countertop deals.
Yeah.
With, like, six just solid cutting knives,
something like that. Yeah. Or just like even just like one of, like, the really nice, like, Japanese blades. Those things are really, really fucking great.
Hand wash those
for sure.
You do get them.
Hand wash your nice appliances if you didn't
buy a sharpener.
But yeah, I think the Rude drop, I don't think it's sold out. I could probably still get those Rude plates. The Nike virtual goods, I'm interested. I'm gonna buy something virtual. We'll see.
I will not be, but knock yourself out.
I think packaging it with physical goods is going to become a common thing. Watch it. Watch it happen.
Do you have 2K?
No, I was this close to buying 2K literally tonight. I was about to go buy 2K, and I was like, nah, we got to record tonight. If I go buy 2K, I'm going to just steer. Dude is going to start mysteriously stop getting texts back from me. Tomorrow morning, hey, man, sorry, I passed out.
As soon as it starts snowing, I'm not going to see you.
Six seasons deep into a My Player career.
Oh, yeah.
I just
spent $500 in VC on my Player.
I was telling you and one of our boys at dinner the other week, like, I'm really torn between, like, I'd like to read more and, like, focus on, you know, personal projects, and I would just like to get 2K. And those are two really conflicting ideas in my head right now.
You could do both.
Could I?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
You just gotta, I'm sure there's a setting on the PlayStation that you can, like, have it just turn off after a certain amount of gameplay every day.
I doubt there's a self-control setting on the PlayStation. That, like, defeats the purpose of their whole product. But maybe, who knows? I don't really play it all that much, but if I can get my hands on a PS5, I played 2K on PS5 earlier this year, one of our friends' house. Man, that shit is insane. The load time is instantaneous, man. And the graphics
aren't. The PS5s are still very difficult to get, correct?
Impossible.
Why? Like, what is going on? Is it the microchip shortage?
It's that. It's bots. It's the resale market. It's everything, man.
I wonder if they'll make a Dune game. I would play that.
They would have to put some time into it. I'd rather them, like, put more, whoever the studio that could operate, that could make a valuable, like, actually good Dune game, I'd rather them make, like, a new GTA or Elder Scrolls, because I feel like it'd have to be, like, Bethesda or somebody like that.
Elder Scrolls would go dumb hard.
Man, the next-gen Elder Scrolls is going to be the thing that makes me really need to get my hands on a PS5. I might just get Skyrim for the PS4. I never played it on PS4. That would probably derail my life, though, more than 2K.
Do you think I've seen this joke made a couple times on God damn it,
you're all good, baby.
Sorry, flu game. I've seen this joke made on meme accounts in the past couple weeks, but do you think they actually have a Dune fleshlight,
dude?
Like the worm,
the sandworm. I really hope not.
That thing, like, it's so disgusting to look at. But you've got to imagine the bristles on that would be comfy inside of a fleshlight.
I feel like they're, like, device. Aren't they teeth? I feel like,
yeah,
that would
but
hurt.
In a fleshlight, they wouldn't be teeth. They'd be, like, rubber bristles.
Come on, man. Are we really talking about this, bro?
What? It's a legitimate question.
No, it's not a legitimate question. The Dune earthworm fleshlight is not a legitimate question. Man, come on, bro. Many people are asking.
Somebody should make that if they haven't already. I'm sure somebody.
Why don't you get on that?
I just
become an official member of LLC Twitter, and that's your first product.
I don't know, man. There might be some money to be made there before Dune 2 comes out.
Bro, from the people. I mean, go for it, man. I think people have made money off crazier things.
We could do an internet party Fleshlight with a mold of your mouth for people.
I quit. This is the last episode. That's it.
It's a bridge too far, that one.
Too far.
My bad.
That'll do it. This is episode 105.
If you're still listening to this episode, we fuck with you. So it's NNN month across the country.
Yep.
Nonstop Nut November.
Rebranding Triple N. I'm here for it because No Nut November is just candidly
played out.
It's offensive.
Nobody does that anymore.
It's offensive. It's anti-Leo. We know what you're all doing, and I'm just now catching on to it. I feel slow for not catching on to it sooner.
This is a good segue into Kodak Black, who is hopping on the semen retention wave.
Man, that's what I mean. I feel like that's just a good way to hide that, like, nobody's trying to fuck you. Like, if I was, like, an incel, I'd be like, yeah, semen retention. That's what I've been doing this whole time, actually. I definitely haven't been...
So we have Kodak Black and Kevin Gates so far. Yep. And maybe this picks up steam. I don't know.
If those two are leading the cause, you can count me out. Count me the fuck out, bro. I want no parts of that.
I just don't get the end game there.
It's to heighten your inner... I don't fucking know what they're doing. It's not for me though. That's for sure.
Like, are they trying to just pump out an album quickly? Just no distractions.
That could be it. I don't know how much, I mean, Kevin Gates at least seems like he maybe reads and like puts some deeper thought into stuff he does. I don't know what Kodak Black has got going into his thought processes. Not to shame the young dude. But I don't know what the fuck he'd be talking about half the time.
Kodak Black is also very short, right?
I don't know.
I'm thinking of Lil Uzi.
Yeah, Uzi's small. Uzi's like jacked now, though. What is that about?
I could see him getting into like jujitsu or something.
Yeah. Uzi is all ripped. I need to get back in the gym. I can't be having Lil Uzi Vert out here more jacked and more ripped than I am. Unacceptable.
Did your basketball league start back up yet?
No, I was talking to those dudes. We're trying to figure out who all is in, what type of squad we got. Looks like we're down some players from last time, both to injury and just not feeling like playing. So I got to get back in the swing of things, though.
All right, let's talk about the man who fell asleep on a date.
Oh yeah,
because that was a very funny video. That could count towards down bad of the week.
Yeah, my man. So the dude took a video outside of a movie theater and he was standing in an empty parking lot, said that he accidentally fell asleep at the movies and his date left him. So a lot of things to unpack there. One, why are you telling us this? Like, people share too much now. Keep your L's. Take your L's in private. No one ever needed to know about that, bro. You could have called an Uber home, went about your business, taken that L in peace. Not told a single soul about it. She would have told her friend, sure. You would have gotten cooked in her group chat. But it didn't have to go any further than that.
Yeah, I said like 2 weeks ago, everyone needs to mind their business.
And mind
your this name. Guy needs to keep his business off the internet.
Keep your business to yourself, man. Everybody don't need to know everything that happens to you. Especially, you're willingly telling people that?
Two, why did the girl pick him up for the date?
Well, he might not have a car. Let's not shame the man for whatever his status is. But yeah, come on, bro.
Dude, come on.
I drove to the date. Somebody said, there's these comments on IG, man, just getting sauteed.
I know that she
probably paid. on dude, went immediately to an appointment. She probably paid, he fell asleep, and then she went immediately to an appointment.
All right, what?
She's about to post the messed up Barbie meme the next morning. You really dropped that bag, my boy.
They had to have been seen Dune. That movie was so long.
How long was that movie? A couple hours, two and a half?
2 hours and 40 minutes.
Damn. That is long.
I've got to think it was Dune.
I did enjoy that movie, though. We've talked about it a lot. It's gotten some heat. I liked it. I might run it back. Hell.
Oh, I thought it was fantastic. I might order the book still. I know we talked about that, but
yeah, I know we did. I'm not reading that.
Seriously considering it.
I tried to read a 10-page Harvard Business Review article last night. By page 8.5, my eyes were dozing and I was drifting to Twitter.
Was it on your phone?
No, I was on a tablet, at least. So that was better. But yeah, reading reading Dune is not going to keep my attention.
No, that is a good Harvard Business Review article is a good thing to read before bed, though.
Yeah, it really got me in a mode for rest and ready to, you know, sell my soul to the corporate overlords the next morning.
Oh man, I took a Benadryl last night before I went to sleep. My dreams were just all over they were fucked.
Yo, I had the most perfect like power nap where I fell into REM for like 10 minutes. I thought I was asleep for like an hour. Excuse me. I thought I was asleep for like an hour and a half. I woke up, 20 minutes had passed. And the whole time I was dreaming about like just being up and down Division Street in our neighborhood. And I was just flying up and down the street, bro. It was lit as fuck. I woke up like, damn, I'm trying to get back in that dream, but I didn't want to risk it.
I feel like you don't sleep very much.
I don't operate on a lot of sleep in general, no. But that's why I sleep at inopportune times, because I don't sleep at night.
Yeah, yeah. Like you go into a work day on like 5 hours, no problem.
No, usually
6 hours,
5.5 like would be the lowest end, but usually like on average, the low end would be six to seven.
That's impressive. I need 8 every night.
It's not impressive. It's actually unhealthy, man. I just need to get out of the habit. I don't feel good when I do it.
I'm not popping up.
Yeah. I'm not like sitting there like happy to be there. Like I'm pulling myself out of bed, taking a shower and getting online like a half hour, opening my computer a half hour before I need to be online. Like it's not a morning routine type of night of sleep, bro. Let's not make this sound like one of those like, you know, like inspirational, you know, I work hard, I only need 6 hours of sleep type thing. That's not what that is at all.
There's a guy in my old office who used to claim that he took cold showers in the morning. I was like, you're wearing a cap, sir.
Stop it, sir.
You're a liar.
Sir, remove the cap immediately.
Yeah, like in the middle of February, taking cold showers when you wake up, you're a fucking liar.
No, you're not. There was a period in college where I would take cold showers, but that was only like
after you were working out.
No, like competition days, I would wake up and take a cold shower in the morning to get my blood flowing, then do like a little I had a game day routine type of thing, but not. And then some days like of the week I would do it. It's actually not a bad way to start the morning, but it is a very hard way to start the day.
I mean, not, how cold?
Like not freezing cold, not like ice bath cold, but like chilly enough to like make the hair stand up, give you some goosebumps. But I don't believe anybody's taking cold showers before they go into the office.
No, absolutely not.
No, I don't believe it.
So
also ate 2 raw eggs.
You did?
No, I'm this guy. Did he also claim he ate 2 raw eggs?
Oh, like out of a glass?
Yeah,
probably.
Took a cold shower, drank 2 raw eggs before I came in today, ran 3 miles. What'd you
do this morning? A political campaign, so who fucking knows? He was probably smoking like 3 cigarettes for breakfast.
You know, now that you say that, it makes it more believable. Good old fashioned European breakfast.
Yeah. All right. So we did have Halloween on Sunday.
Yep.
Did you do anything on the actual day?
I walked to Chipotle.
Okay. That's a good walk.
Yeah, that was a good walk. For those who don't know, like, it's about a solid mile-ish walk for me. There was a brief period of time I was texting the group chat. I walked out. I'm going down Milwaukee on my way to Chipotle, and it's like 50-something degrees. It feels pretty good out there. The sun's shining. There's some activity. There's some people still in costumes. Football's on. Bars are pretty busy. I had that itch for a minute where I was like, wouldn't it be a tragedy if we were to take advantage of this beautiful crisp fall day? I got home and ate that Chipotle, and that went completely away. Just put my feet up, didn't move the rest of the day.
I ordered some Szechuan food, and to the surprise of absolutely no one, it was a little too spicy for me.
Did not see that one coming.
Yep, it was good, but probably just too spicy. There's nothing I can do about that.
What do you do? How do you handle too spicy? Are you like, you're drinking water? Or you just say fuck it. I can't eat this.
No, I continue to eat it. I'll just drink water. I don't know. Grab some oat milk or whatever's in the refrigerator and try and get rid of the sensation.
Well, supposedly like spicy foods are supposed to have some like type of health benefit, aren't they? Of like opening your,
I don't know. I was hoping they would onus my,
a little bit.
Yeah. Open the sinuses up a little bit. Maybe numb my throat. Cause I sound like a goddamn, I don't even know what a frog right now.
You coat that throat at all?
Try and help throat out with that? Coat.
Oh man,
that's no one is going to laugh at that joke
except for us. Just for us. The throat coat.
Okay, so speaking of food, actually, there's a picture that went semi-viral that you sent me that claims fettuccine Alfredo was invented in the 20s, the 1920s.
Oh yeah.
And in the photo, it's the waiter is serving JFK and he is mixing the fettuccine with his bare hands and putting it onto JFK's plate.
He's literally serving him a fish, like a fistful of Alfredo.
It's bro, that picture image was like, had to have been fake.
It did look fake, man. Like, what? How do you even think of that to fake it? That's one of those things that's so absurd. Like, just JFK getting a fistful of fettuccine.
I'm gonna need you to wash your hands like in front of me at the table before you start mixing fettuccine up by hand. Also, that pasta must not have been very hot if he was mixing it with his hands.
He didn't care.
I don't know. I don't know what the fuck that was, but it made me laugh. It is,
but that's a wild picture. That made me laugh, too. I don't know what's happening, but I thought it was funny. So we gotta pass that one on. We gotta share that. Yeah,
We can definitely share that. Okay. Also, I'm sure Circling Back has already touched on this, but the trolls online being jailed for psychological harm.
Oh yeah. Are they doing that like in America? What country is that?
I think it's the UK, and I think it's just a proposed bill. This isn't actually signed into law. And there's no way you could enforce this.
I saw a lot of like funny like scenarios. Like, well, it shows here that you ratioed him pretty bad. It's like, yeah, right. Well, Your Honor, I was ratioed before that. So I did. I had just cause to ratio him back. It was in self-defense. Like, that's insane. How do you prove the psychological harm from there anyways?
Well, I think the bill was suggested because of like rampant racism online during during soccer matches.
Yeah, I read that much too. It's definitely a result of the racism. Which like, yeah, racism is bad and all that, but how the fuck do you enforce that?
And also like trolling and racism are two different things.
That's true. Like, you could make it maybe more pointed than just general trolling.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's some trolling that's just some good, clean fun sometimes.
Yeah, like, I'm not going to the pen for 2 years for trolling online.
Yeah, that's tough. But for if it's like some vicious pointed mob racism, maybe
that's it's not hard to like figure out the email address behind an account.
That's true. I mean, that's definitely easy to find the people, but I guess how do you like quantify and qualify what's mentally harmful enough, or if it's just
it's never gonna get passed.
I mean, I don't think it's probably one of those things that isn't intended to be passed. It's just intended to make headlines and get people talking about it and get some airtime for whoever the politician is who schemed this up.
Well, now that we're talking about the UK, do you want to discuss the dating show?
Oh yeah, I found a dating show that I think I can actually tolerate, but maybe only like the final scenes. I don't want to know what happens.
Is it on the Flix?
I don't know what it's on. It doesn't look like it's on Netflix. I just saw this a single clip of it.
It's on BBC4.
It's called it's called Love Trap. Maybe it'll end up on Hulu or something. And there's basically, it's a dating show. The concept is the person dates a group of people and they have to decide who they think the love trap is, which is who there is already in a relationship. And they're there with the goal of like trying to trap this person and win the prize or whatever it is. And I was watching this clip. It was one of those. It was like, you have to watch to the end. And I usually do, just to, you know, seem like it was harmless. The only time I don't do that, if I think it's going to be like a gruesome injury, then I'll try and like skip ahead to see what happens. And then I'll be like, all right, yeah, I'm not watching that shit.
I was just, I'm doing a Mad Men rewatch, and there's this episode in season 3. I was just watching it before I jumped on.
Yeah.
And they're riding a John Deere riding lawnmower around the office. In celebration, they're just fucking around.
Yep.
And a guy gets his leg ran over by the lawnmower and loses his foot.
What the fuck? Like,
I'm turning this off. Yeah, I don't think I can watch this show anymore.
Yeah, what the fuck? That you gotta like warn people before that shit happens.
It hit way too close to home.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You good?
But yeah, I'm good. I'm good now. But the gruesome injuries thing, like, I just can't do it anymore.
I can't do it. I never could. And I can definitely understand your feeling on that even more so. Like, I just can't really whenever I see something, like, there's this one video. Have you seen the one where it's like the kids pushing this like seat back and forth with their legs? There's just so many gross fucking videos. I can't do anything that's gruesome.
Well, that's like all of Instagram now.
It's just
injury videos.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm like the grouchy old person that reports that shit. If I see I don't report anything other than gruesome injuries. Like, I need a graphic video warning before I don't want to see scrolling my timeline and all of a sudden I see someone's knee go the wrong fucking way. Like, that's that the fuck out of here, bro. That just ruined my whole goddamn morning.
Yeah, fuck that.
I'm
the same way. I should start reporting shit too.
Yeah,
snitching.
I'm
snitching.
Yes, right over there, officer. I'm snitching.
Like the guy from Recess.
Yes, I am Randall on the timeline, bro. Do not let me see that.
Remember like 6 months ago when everyone, our listeners, were calling me Randall?
Oh yeah. Who are you saying? Because you were snitching on somebody at work, right?
No, I was snitching on guys at the gym who didn't wear their masks.
Oh, like, snitching. Oh, I'm snitching.
Yeah, I'm going up to the front desk and telling on you. I've got a picture too.
Just
in case.
The driest of snitches. Oh shit.
I derailed you though.
That dating show. So you're there, it's these three women there, and the dude is like, who do you think is the love trap? Who do you think is already in a relationship? And it's this obviously this dramatic long pause and music, all that stuff that the dating shows do. and he says the girl's name. And as he says her name, just the floor underneath her just opens up. It's a trap door. And she just falls, and you just hear her screaming, like the comedic scream of her falling down. And like everybody, nobody knew that was happening, apparently. Like everybody's reaction is just like their faces just freeze. And it's like, what the fuck? And it's the funniest thing. So that's a dating show I can totally get on board with, but only for the final, like, you know, 5 to 10 minutes for that part of the show. I don't care about what else happens. I just want to see those sequences of trap doors getting open on unsuspecting reality TV participants. That is fucking hilarious.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I like that.
I like it a lot.
Oh, God. Sorry if the mic picked up any of that coughing that happened.
I think it was straight. I can put in a noise filter too, just to try and get any of that bullshit out.
This is
doing it on Zoom, so forgive if there's any choppiness too at any point. Sometimes that can't be helped, but charge it to the game.
Yeah, but that the trapdoor thing is pretty good. I could see that coming to Netflix soon.
I wouldn't mind that one bit.
I kind of want, what was that show we used to talk about like semi-regularly? The one where they're like in front of a wall and they have to propose.
Love is Blind.
Yes. I would watch more of that.
I thought they were going to come back with, they didn't come back with the new season. They came back with,
it was like a reunion episode.
Yeah. And then they like,
but it was pretty good. It was trash. It was absolute garbage TV.
Why was the chick from Too Hot to Handle there?
Was she the host?
Maybe that's it. I don't
know. Oh, no. You know what it was? One of the guys brought her as a date.
Oh, damn.
Because they broke up. Like, he got divorced, I guess.
And so Netflix was like, bring her. It's going to be great drama.
Yes, exactly.
No way anybody on the Love is Blind show is pulling her by himself. No offense to those guys. But actually, no.
All of those guys were dogs.
You know, the one dude I did like was the redheaded white dude that ended up with the black woman.
Dude. Oh yeah, he was they're actually still married.
Yeah, I've seen that. He's she upped his game. She sauced him out. He's kind of clean now. I can't even hate on him.
Sauced him out.
Just making up slang.
I like that one.
It doesn't have to be real slang as long as people understand what you mean.
Yeah, it works. That was, yeah, those two were actually like pretty wholesome.
Yeah, I liked them. But yeah, that's pretty funny. I don't know how I was flipping through Netflix and I saw that there is a Love is Blind Brazil. Apparently there's an every dating show, just Brazil version of it, which makes sense. Brazilians are attractive on average. But yeah, there's a Love is Blind Brazil. And I guess I wouldn't mind watching that. That might be interesting.
I think I'm about to just go Christmas mode.
I mean, I wouldn't blame you for that, bro.
I'm not a Thanksgiving guy, so I'm totally fine skipping over and starting to listen to Christmas music now.
I just don't like Thanksgiving meals are like fine and well, but like what's there to really get excited about for Thanksgiving besides like,
I know, man. And there's
a big meal.
I know. People have made this talking point before. We probably have last year. There's a reason you don't eat that food all the time. It's because it's not that good.
I think I eat a lot of that food more frequently. Like my Thanksgiving, I think is different than yours. Like
you're eating a lot of turkey.
I mean, not turkey throughout the year. Turkey is the only thing that we don't really eat. But like
greens, that's what I'm saying though. That's the main dish. Like.
Well, I think you're not eating a lot of turkey because of the process, right? It's just a pain in the ass to make.
I don't know. It's just like, it's whatever. It's fine. Mashed potatoes, good. Green bean casserole, whatever.
I don't do stuffing. Green bean casserole. I don't do stuffing either. Like I said, our Thanksgivings are different. But greens, that's more common. Mac and cheese. Yes, or cornbread. Yes, or
greens, beans, potatoes, tomatoes.
Yeah. Oh, candied yams, sweet potatoes. Yep. Sweet potato casserole.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's time to bring back. That song is the best part of Thanksgiving, honestly, but I'm here with you. I'm not here to refute that concept overall. I'm a big Christmas guy, and I don't have an issue just skipping from Halloween straight to Christmas. Fuck it.
No, most people do. I think they don't like two straight months of Christmas cheer.
That's true. That's a lot of cheer. That's an obnoxious amount of cheer.
There's no crime in listening to Christmas music in off months, though.
I don't think there is. Some of them just absolutely bang.
Yeah.
You know, we both love some Christmas music. Nat King Cole, a Christmas song. Hot damn.
Of course. Yeah. Yeah. Banger.
Hot damn. You know a song that's an underrated Christmas banger? Otis Redding's rendition of White Christmas. Shit just goes hard. It doesn't get a lot of love outside of the soul Christmas circles, but man, that shit just goes. You just feel it.
I think I like the one with the pop group. It's an old, it's like from the 60s. It's a group of men though singing it.
Like a quartet style.
It's like almost. It's like a doo-wop version.
I'm sure I've heard it before.
You have. It's in like every Christmas movie ever made.
Hell yeah.
I'll send it to you. Send it to you.
Send it my way. Hit my line with that.
Also, Atlanta season 3 coming out, I think, maybe this winter, like 2022.
Yep, it's coming out 2022. The preview, are they just pivoting entirely to horror? Is it no longer a comedy show?
I don't think it's going to be horror. It's going to be like existential dread, maybe.
Maybe just like a lot darker. I hope they don't like do COVID. I hope they.
I got a little Twin Peaks vibe from it. Like,
okay,
bizarre shit just happening, and you don't know like the difference between reality and a dream sequence.
Maybe I could see
stuff
that.
Like that.
Donald Glover went off on Twitter.
Yeah, he did.
Since deleted tweets.
Well, I'm sure FX didn't love that he was going off on a show that is also on FX.
Wait, I didn't even think about that. They're both on the same network.
Yeah, so Donald Glover was going off on Dave, which to Donald Glover's credit is not very good anymore. This latest season I thought was garbage. The first season was fine. The new one, not so much.
You know what?
He was just like, who the fuck is watching Dave?
He was like, no disrespect, y'all. Some of y'all said Dave was better. Like, y'all forgot what we did. No disrespect, though. It was hilarious, all disrespect. Man. All disrespect. Speaking of Atlanta, damn, you know, we talk about like Halloween movies and all that shit. You know what I wish I would have done? I'm gonna do it tonight because it's still close enough. That Teddy Perkins episode of Atlanta needs to become like a Halloween standard.
Yeah, it definitely could be.
Should have thrown that into the mix. I'm gonna go ahead and throw that on because it's followed immediately by the barbershop episode.
Ah, yes.
Back to back.
Bibby.
Oh shit.
I would love some Canes. Is that no?
Zaxby's.
What is he? Zaxby's. Yes.
Zaxby's.
Or Canes. Either of those two, I would love to get down on some chicken right now.
You got a preference between the two?
I've never had Zaxby's.
Okay.
I've had Canes in Texas, but never Zaxby's.
Canes is good as fuck, man. People hate on Canes, and I just don't get it. I don't know why people like to just lie just for the fun of it.
Who is hating on Canes?
Twitter, man. I know Twitter isn't real, but just like I see so much Cane slander, and it's just sad. People lying to the world. You don't need to do that.
Yeah. I mean, I could settle for some Popeyes even. It's too late for Popeyes right now, though.
Yeah, I'm eyeing it right now. Shit.
Shit.
Yeah, now that I'm thinking about Cane's and Zaxby's, though, the Popeyes tenders are very different. They just wouldn't quite hit that same. They wouldn't hit that same itch.
No. All right. last one, and then I think we can get out of here. What do you think?
I think we can definitely do that. Which one are you going to choose as the last one? I see two that we haven't gotten to yet.
Well, fuck. Let's go with World Hunger.
All right, we're going with World Hunger. Elon Musk told the world, is who was it that he was talking to? The World Food?
He said
WPF, WFP, something that starts with a W.
No, I thought he told the UN if they could like show him where the money would go, but it was he would donate.
Yeah, it was the division of the UN though, like something to do with food. But you're right, it was a UN org. So he said if they can, somebody tweeted at him about donating $6 billion to solve world hunger, and if he can show them, you know, where that would go, then he would be happy to donate it. Sell his Tesla stock to pay for it. If they could publicly account for it and show it everything, let everybody see it. It makes for a good like headline, but I think when you get into it, one has to call. This cap. Is cap.
Oh yeah, it's cap.
I saw a stat that same fund, division of the UN, raised like $8.4 billion in 2020, and it was like, why didn't that?
So this would be nothing.
Yeah, it's like that. Why didn't that solve world hunger? I gotta double check that number. And then the other point I saw, which I thought was also pretty valid, was think about how much money the United States government just printed. It's like, why hasn't that? Like how, like if there's money out there to solve world hunger. I guess my immediate thought is like no one has probably ever dedicated like a direct sum of money of that size specifically to do that, to that cause. It's probably been to like organizations dedicated to that cause, and there's operating expenses and all that stuff, whatever it is. So if it's like this money is exclusively to make sure people aren't hungry, like maybe that's something to it. But like, I mean, it'd be interesting if he did it. I think all of like the weird, you know, nerd obsession and glorifying of him, I'd be willing to overlook some of that and give him some props, even if it all is like blood diamond money.
He's not doing it. He went for the same with the trolls being jailed. He's going for the headline. People are gonna forget about this in a week.
You know, I don't doubt that he would donate that sum of money. I doubt if it would actually be the exact sum to solve that problem. But to be completely honest, I mean, $6 billion is what? $1 per person for our global population, roughly.
And what is that out of his total fortune anyways?
About 3%.
So yeah.
Less than that. Whatever. He's worth $250 billion now, I think.
And maybe bump it up a few billy.
I mean, if he wouldn't doubt that he's the type of person. I do think that like he would be the type to like make good on his word. Like he when you look at like some of his actions and track record, like he does shit sometimes that people wouldn't agree with. But like he usually follows through on the shit he says he's going to try and do and does. Like he's kind of proven that to me, at least. I don't think he's like. There's that, like, you've seen the meme of like the dude diving in The Simpsons, where it's like valid criticism of Elon Musk and like weird nerds diving in front of it. Like, I think that's a little bit out of left field. Like, he's not above criticism, but I think he does some cool shit. I just think, I mean, got a lot of government subsidies and
any billionaire does cool shit and they do evil shit.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, his family fortune is like from blood diamonds, so that's plenty of evil right there. And also for all the government subsidies he gets, it's pretty funny that he's like complaining about the quote-unquote socialism of governments trying to tax the rich now. And it's like, how much has Tesla gotten government subsidies exactly? I don't know that figure, but it's a fucking lot. I think I've said fuck too much this episode. I'm sorry. I hope this hasn't turned off too many.
I've been coughing all episode, so
you're still rocking that, with this on this episode.
I'm also sorry.
Y'all can't see this because we're on Zoom and we don't really do video, but John and I just happen to be wearing essentially the exact same shirt tonight.
Ahoy, matey.
Ahoy, matey. The stripes are having a moment.
Brad, you got any shout out to fuck yous?
John, we can't escape the episode without talking about the game from this weekend. I think a lot of folks are probably tuned in specifically to hear about that game.
I wasn't going to bring it up. Unless you did.
But... No, I was bringing this up as purely listener service because I'm sure a lot of folks probably tuned in expecting that to be like the first thing we talked about.
But,
us fucking it was screaming at each other over that.
A hell of a game. Two very good teams.
I gotta imagine.
Ultimately, Mel Tucker and the boys prevailed. It was a great day. We're on to Purdue though.
The Michigan State campus celebrated as though they won the national championship, burning couches and flipping.
Hey man, that was a big game. Like, don't act like that was not a massive win.
That wasn't like, a flip cars and burn couches win.
It was a top 10 win. We're number 3 in the college football playoffs. And that's what they do. They burn couches there. I did see somebody flipped a car. Which,
yeah, that's what I'm talking
on.
About. Like,
come on, guys. That's
ridiculous.
Yeah, that's a bridge too far.
I personally never participated. Yeah, I never did any of that shit. Well, I saw a couch burn at Michigan when we lost to Louisville,
dude, in the NCAA championship. People at U of M burn couches. What are you talking about?
I was gonna say I saw a couch burn when we lost to Louisville. When we lost the national championship,
yeah, like,
to Louisville, I saw a couch burn. But that was literally the NCAA
fucking college
national championship game. Not a regular season matchup. But what was I gonna say? Yeah, I already told you my take on the game. Like, Kenneth Walker, I keep wanting to say Junior. It's the third, isn't it? Yeah. Absolute beast. Put the team on his back. Without him, would have been a very different game. But that
man had 5 touchdowns.
5 touchdowns. Absolute lifetime, like all time performance by him. Nothing but respect to that kid. Michigan just too many critical mistakes. Can't let a team hang around for that long and not put a nail in the coffin. Also, officiating changed the outcome of that game. Shouldn't have mattered, but
can't blame the refs, Brad. Cannot blame the refs.
They literally took touchdowns off the field for Michigan.
Can't do it.
John, do you know how many points Michigan State won by?
They were up 16 points, Brad.
It shouldn't have mattered.
3 minutes left in the third quarter.
Dude, I agree. It shouldn't have mattered. But Michigan State won by 4.
They choked it away.
Michigan State won by 4, and a touchdown was taken off the board by poor officiating. That was the outcome of the game. Should have still won.
I think there were some bad calls on both sides.
Man.
Sure you can pull them up.
How many touchdowns?
Somebody had Kenneth Walker in a chokehold.
That's a personal foul. That's not a touchdown.
They didn't score on the drive, though, and they stopped him. They stopped him. Like, there were calls on both sides that were bad.
Don't give me both sides. That was atrocious, dude. You literally texted me and said Kenneth Walker's touchdown.
No, I did. I was just going to say that. I was just going to say the first touchdown he had should not have been a touchdown.
That's 14 points right there. That's a 14-point swing.
That's 7 points.
No, because the touchdown and
I'm not talking that one. He was down.
He was up. He was clearly up. The ball was coming out. Fox literally on the broadcast.
This is why I didn't want to bring this up, Brad.
Mike Pereira literally said, yeah, that's a fumble. That's going to stand. And then when they overruled it, they were frozen.
Well, we're 8-0. You're 7-1.
The only comeback is the scoreboard. But yeah, Michigan clearly dominated that whole game. Just couldn't finish it out. 505 total yards of offense. Did the thing.
Still
we had
lost.
Kenneth Walker, the only person who showed up for Michigan State, was all that only person that needed to show up, apparently.
Brad, it's almost like you missed half of the game because you were sleeping.
I watched it. I rewatched that part. And I only missed the first quarter. I'm pretty sure part I missed, Michigan was up double digits.
Go green. Go green.
Oh, man. Good times, though. Go Stripes.
Sure. Whatever. Whatever you want to, whatever helps you sleep.
Yeah, man. You can pretend like you didn't see it.
So I don't really have any other shout outs except Michigan State. So yeah.
I feel like I had a shout out.
That's all I got.
I had one. But I lost it.
Oh, also I'm just looking. I still have this.
Oh yeah, what's in that?
I just put like a
oh. in it so it wouldn't like That's fine.
I didn't want to like crease it.
Oh, no, yeah. I don't care, but I do appreciate that. It doesn't matter though. It's just a hat. But yeah, man, that's all I got too. If it's should we get out of here?
Yeah, we can do that. I don't have anything else. I think I think I'm laying low this weekend, but we'll see.
I probably won't. I'm gonna tell myself I'm gonna try to, but then I'm not.
Well, you know what would probably soothe my, like, actually coat my throat. A couple whiskeys.
Yeah, that probably would feel pretty good. A warm, a hot toddy.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, if it's any day of the week,
it's got to be internet party. Y'all take care.
All right. See ya.